Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Appreciate you being a part of the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Every single week, coast to coast, if you're listening on one of our great CBS Sports Radio affiliates, hopefully they're carrying as many hours as possible. If not, you can always complain, but I don't suggest you do that. Listen on SiriusXM 206. You can listen on the CBS Sports app or radio.com. There are so many options to be able to keep in touch with the show, and we appreciate it when you do. When you need insights, you go to some of the experts, guys who played the game at an extremely high level and have analyzed the game for a long time. In Atlanta, he's an expert on the celebrity golf tour, fine restaurants. Oh, and the NFL, too. He's a champion himself, Randy Cross, as he joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. Good morning, Randy. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I thanks for all the extra credit. I appreciate it.
Yeah, fine wine, celebrity golf tour in Atlanta. Be honest with the audience here. How many times have you opened your wallet for a round of golf in Atlanta? Come on, you're Randy Cross. I work with Buck Ballou, as you well know, who hasn't opened his wallet since 1980. I mean, play golf, you know, doing that. So, Randy, we were talking earlier about Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell and sort of the breakdown of the Steelers organization and what's happened. And you were part of a spectacular organization in San Francisco under Bill Walsh that managed to sustain excellence. Are you surprised? Is it something about today or is it something about Mike Tomlin and the Steelers that has allowed this to happen?
Oh, I have no doubt in my mind. The Steelers have strayed significantly from their sort of former standards. And I think a lot of that has to do with not the intolerance, because that's not the problem. I think it's the abundance of tolerance and sort of leeway that Mike Tomlin allows on that football team. And I don't think there's any other way to explain it. It's crazy what's happened. You know, there are no adults in the room in Pittsburgh, because the adult in the room would say something very simple, John. He'd say, hey, look, let's all get in the same room and let's have a conversation. Now, this would have been done a little while ago.
Sure.
Okay. Not right now. But and that is it's just obviously never really happened, because you have so many versions of the same story. And, you know, I think it also goes back to illustrate, you know, when you draft people that have, quote unquote, you know, with air quotes here, problems or bogeys, whatever you want to call them, they don't go away. Now, they may play really well, but usually those problems, they're still going to be there. You know, if you're a jerk, you're pretty much a jerk when you're poor, and you're a jerk when you're rich. And you have issues in a locker room, and that's a locker room that they've got more issues than Rolling Stone.
So when you're talking about today's day and age, do you see more players, coaches, or do you see more guys trying to emulate the great coaches of yesteryear?
I think the smart ones are being themselves. And if that means they're emulating go down the list, the Chuck Knowles, the Bill Walshes, the Joe Gibbs, guys like that. Yeah. But, you know, I just don't think this whole thing about it, one of the curses of death to me is to be labeled a player's coach. Because that just means you're going to bend and, you know, you're not going to be a real disciplined person. And it's okay. You know, it's the kumbaya, we'll all do it together theory. And I'm sorry, sports is a business of dictatorships. And if you don't do things that way, eventually it will come back and take a large chunk out of your rear end.
He's CBS football analyst Randy Cross, and he joins us here. It's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. If an NFL team hired you, let's say I'm going to make it the Falcons. They hire you and they ask you to come as a consultant with them to the draft combine. And you get to sit in the room and you get to be there for the interviews. And Randy, you get to ask one question. They say, Randy, we want you to ask the best question of a candidate. What do you most want to know about a guy when you've got like 10 or 15 minutes to get to meet him, understand him? What would you ask that really gets to the heart of the matter?
Well, I think you know a lot about people by asking them about their friends and the people they associate with and who they're closest to. And I would spend a good bit of time talking about that. I would spend also a good bit of time on what their interests are. Because that also will tell you a lot. I mean, the film's going to tell you all you really need to know from a football standpoint. The coaches and the people they've been around in college are also going to be more than willing, though players don't usually take that into account, to tell you everything you need to know about, you know, them as far as how they get well, how they get along, how their social skills are in the locker room, you know, with their team dynamic. But, you know, you want to know about their influences because, you know, as we've seen here in the last 10, 15, 20 years, it's not the tape that breaks down. It's not that. It's, you know, who they're around, who they're influenced by, and how that comes to play into how they work on a day-to-day basis.
Why are offensive linemen running the 40-yard dash at the combine?
I don't understand it, John. It's the underwear Olympics.
Everybody's,
you know, got to get in their little Lycra suits, though you look like 10 pounds of stuff in a 5-pound bag. And for the last time in your life, you've got to run a 40-yard dash. Now, some of the guys look unbelievable and do really, really well. And then you got the other guys that they show way too many times on TV that are going in a straight line, but everything on their body is going in about 8 different directions while they're going in a straight line.
And it doesn't mean that they won't be great offensive linemen, right?
No, it's got nothing these days to do with it. Depending on what system you're in, you know, because that's the interesting thing about football these days is it continues to evolve. So there was a time when people wanted linemen that could move. Then there was a time when people just said, hey, look, I want big phone booth maulers. And then as those big guys started to be able to move sort of through an evolution in sports process, then people went, hey, you know what? We can go back to doing some of the stuff, you know, like the old counters and things like that. We can do that with these big guys because they can move. Now, the big guys now are obscenely big. You know, they're 6'8", 350 pounds. And they can't all move. But eventually, those great, great big guys are going to get into that and going to get also into that window. I just think it's something you see, and it's a choice you make as a team, whether movement's a part of your game that you really want to emphasize.
I always love asking guys from different eras of sports, you realize you were born way too early. As I'm looking at the numbers of some of these linemen, Randy, you wouldn't even have any reason to get up and talk to me on the phone at this hour to ever take a call from CBS. You'd be living in the French Riviera.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's nuts. It's very
It's good though to see though. You're happy for the guys though, right?
It's fantastic. It really is. You know, from a union standpoint and the league standpoint, I wish they'd remember that we were the guys that gave up half a season. We were the guys that gave up checks. We were the guys that enabled these guys, starting in 93, to have free agency. But they've all got selective amnesia on that. So a lot of the perks, whether it's health care or 401ks or everything else, doesn't quite settle down to the people that actually gave something up. But
there you go.
You know, that's something that hopefully with this new collective bargaining agreement, either by guilt or by conscience, the people in charge will actually take care of that.
Great job. Randy, always love talking football with you, buddy. Thank you for making time for this.
Anytime. Take care.
Thanks, Randy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.